3 years, we were able to negotiate a better deal over a 3-year period as if doing a 1-year renewal. And the 3-year period is also targeted with our implementation of our ERP project. So, you know, and we believe the equipment's going to be good for about 3 more years, and we're going to have to replace it all anyway at that point in time. So we do believe that this is in our best interest to exercise this 3-year sole source request.
Thank you. Any questions regarding the 4 procurement items? Any recusals? I don't see any. Okay. Do I hear a motion? We can take all 4 together unless there's any objection. Is there a motion to approve items 1 through 4 as procurement?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries and these items move to the consent agenda. Thank you, John. Engineering. Yes, Paul.
Good morning, Director. Engineering's, we're going to make recommendations on 20 items this morning. 6 of them are construction contract awards, 6 of them are professional services, 2 change orders, 4 final releases of retainage on completed work, and 2 items related to land acquisition. I'll jump right in. Item 1, construction contract award for the relocation of intelligent transportation systems on the JNAV Memorial Tollway. We've got 4 bids on this contract. Devane Brothers Electric Company is the low bidder at $1,987,005.25. They are committed to meeting our goal. Well, what we're going to do under this contract is relocate some of our ITS devices on the eastern portion of I-90. The work is shifting into that section. We have to relocate some of our dynamic message signs and our cameras and our RTMS traffic monitoring equipment and get ready for construction. So I continue. Item 2.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I have a question for you. You may have addressed it before. Engineer's estimate versus the award amount. The discrepancy, any concerns on the discrepancy there? I mean, it's good. I mean, the amount, award amount was a lot less.
Yeah, the award amount is coming in. I mean, in general, all of our bids are trending lower than our engineer's estimate on this one. Actually, the engineer's estimate was only like 15% off the average bid price. You can see we did get 4 bidders here. We did review the bids. I did get recommendations to award it. We don't think there's anything too unusual here. They did give us a really good price on their mobilization. So they obviously think they don't have to spend as much money to get started on it. We got a good price on their field office. This is actually a 2-year contract. It's a little longer than we normally have for construction. So they got a better quote on the field office. The maintenance of traffic too. It came in lower than we anticipated, but you know they understand what we need to do out there, so we don't have any issues recommending award of this contract.
Okay. They're comfortable in another $500,000.
Yes.
Less because of their abilities. What did you mention? But you think you have major savings on?
There's a few items that we saw that we did get savings on. One of them was MOT. The other one was the field office, and the other one was mobilization.
MOT maintenance of traffic.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Yeah, traffic. And you feel that basically they have the capacity, they have the wherewithal to
definitely
to do this at this speed.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm coming back for a change order. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Item 2 is a construction contract award for noise abatement walls on the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway between or adjacent to the Marengo Plaza and also Illinois Route 72. We've got 6 bids. On this, Lord Construction Company is the low bidder at $1,796,464.50. They've committed to meeting our DB goal.
Yes, please.
Okay, item 3, construction contract award. This is to install some concrete duct banks for power distribution on JNAV Memorial Tollway. This is over a length of approximately 36 miles. They're going to install all the infrastructure that we need And ComEd is actually going to pull cables through this duct banks, and they're also going to maintain these cables for us, but it's going to provide us with a reliable power source for the western portion of I-90. We got 5 bids on this contract. Mead Incorporated is the low bidder at $4,327,597.97. They committed to meeting our DB goal.
We're putting current above ground, below ground?
This is below ground.
But it's currently?
Currently, I don't think we have a reliable power source. Oh. We're just getting service feeds intermittently along the corridor, so we really wanted to make sure, you know, we have new toll plazas going in, we have IPS equipment being included in this corridor, so we want to make sure we have a reliable power source throughout it.
Okay. I misunderstood the scope language.
There's some electrical feeds that also are attached to some of our crossroads, and they're going to put those below ground also. So item 4 is a construction contract award. This is for relocation of fiber optic facilities on the Jane Addams. It's 11.5 mile section approximately. We got 4 bids. John Burns Construction Company is the low bidder at $2,909,865. They committed to meeting our DB goal. But these next two contracts, 4 and 5, John Burns was a successful low bidder on both of them. And what we're doing is putting the fiber optic facilities, which are currently underground on the eastern portion of I-90 from the Elgin Toll Plaza to O'Hare Airport, we're going to put them up on, telephone poles along the right-of-way line, move them out of the way of construction so that they don't get damaged. And we got a really good price on this. We did actually follow up with the vendor. They assured us. Finished up a job like this for IDOT. They did very good on it. They operated 2 shifts, so they kept their equipment running from 6 a.m. to midnight. They utilized some special track monitor equipment that they have. They feel very confident they're going to be able to produce workforce 381.
There's a big difference between the second bidder and then a million one.
Yes.
And your engineer's estimates were about $2 million apart, too.
Yes. So like I said, you know, we did follow up with the contractor, and they understand completely what they're doing. They also pointed out they're using some new subs, which they felt gave them some really good prices to do this work. So
that's where they're going to make the savings, yes, in the subs?
Through that, and also operating 2 work shifts. So they have it all set up with their employees already. They can run 2 shifts, so they can keep their equipment running from 6 a.m. to midnight if necessary, and increase their productivity.
So they gave us value basically on the pricing because they were a little bidder on both these contracts. So they went in looking for staging and everything else. There were going to be savings if they got both of these, it looks like.
Yeah, that could also be the case. So on item 5, very similar contract. Construction contract award for relocation of fiber optic facilities, also on the Jane Addams. We got 4 bidders. John Burns is the low bidder on this one, $3,243,053.20. And they are meeting our DB goal also.
And you're comfortable with them as a vendor?
Absolutely.
Okay. They've done work before, you said?
Yes, they have done work for us before, and they did very well.
So in contrast to last month, you've got a lot more African American.
You noticed it?
Yeah, I did. Thank you.
Let's hope he keeps up.
Yep.
Item 6, construction contract award for reconstruction of the Lee Street Bridge and ramps on the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway. We got 4 bids on this contract. We got an excellent bid from Lord Construction at $11,757,700.94. This one was pretty significantly below the engineer's estimate. This designer, we are using a lot of firms on our work now, and not only on the contracting side, but also on the consulting side. So this designer may not have as much experience on putting together the estimates, but they did point out that Lorig is located very close to this job. They have some other work in this area. So they're going to get some benefits to mobilization. They're kind of already there. They gave us a really good price on the steel that we need for the for this contract. They bid $1.30 per pound, which is lower than we've seen in a while. And they're being aggressive, definitely, on their bidding. We did have three bidders. They all saw it, you know, pretty much the same way and much lower than the engineer's estimate. As is the case with all of our jobs, our designer prepares an estimate for us, and they actually do it at a couple points throughout the development of the design so that we can check to see, you know, if they're on target or not. And in addition, our program management office, which is HNTD right now, they perform an independent estimate for us. And HNTD did actually indicate to us that they thought the estimate was going to be, they thought the actual bid was going to come in much lower than 17. They predicted like 14.9. We know LORG has done a lot of work for us. They know what they're doing. I'm completely confident that they'd be a good contractor.
And the engineer's estimate, is that a blend of HNTB and the the designer?
It's just the designer's.
Okay.
Yeah, and our practices also, even if we suspect that, you know, the bids are going to come in much lower, you know, prior to, you know, the opening of the bid, we tend to keep the budget and keep the estimates the way they are, and I do the explanation to you at the board, and then we make adjustments afterwards.
Thank you.
The next few contracts were all professional service selections that actually came off of PSB, that's Professional Service Bulletin 13-2. We had 9 items on this bulletin. I will note that one of the selections was a DD prime. We had one formal mentor protege and one informal mentor protege commitment on this. Overall, the DB commitments on this bulletin were 30% of the total dollars. I can jump in on item number 7 here. This is most of them are design contracts. We're trying to get ourselves a little more time to do the designs. This construction work is not imminent. In fact, I think it's generally 1 or 2 years off from now, but we're going to go through the full design process, make sure we cover everything and have some documents ready and available to us to put out the bid.
I know it's a roadway reconstruction, but what are the structures that they're going to design?
The structures, they're all bridges.
Okay, that's what you're referring to there.
Yes.
Okay.
And you can see here the number of statements of interest is amazing.
It is. We do get a lot of interest. 45. It makes selections very difficult. A lot of these consultants, you know, can do very good work. And they have done work for us before. And we're trying to spread it around. Parsons was last selected as a prime in December 2005. So they're going to get an opportunity again on this item. And it's for doing some advanced design work for roadway reconstruction on the Reagan Memorial Tollway between the York Road Toll Plaza and I-290. It's roughly 2.4 miles. There's 8 structures and 2 ramps included in that section. Our negotiated price with them is $3,348,578.95, and you can see that they are committed to a DB goal much higher than what we had established as the minimum or our desired. Item number 8 is another design contract recommendation. This is to Bowman Consulting Group. This is for design services associated with reconstruction on the east-west connector ramps. These are 2 very long ramps between the Tri-State Tollway and the Reagan Memorial Tollway I-88. There's 5 structures included in that section. Award is recommended to Bowman Consulting Group in the amount of $2,993,467.42. They're committing to meet a DB requirement, and this is going to be their first contract for the tollway. Item number 9 is another design contract. This is for roadway resurfacing. on the Reagan Memorial Tollway between US 30 and US Route 52. That's an 11-mile section. This contract includes 21 structures. Award is recommended to Reynolds, Smith & Hills in the amount of $3,397,505.77. They're also going to exceed our DB goal. Item number 10, professional service contract for design work. More roadway resurfacing. This is on the JNAS Memorial Tollway. This is on the Reagan Memorial Tollway from US 52 to Midway Road, 12.2 miles. Nine structures in that section. Sand and Associates is the recommended awardee. Our negotiated price is $3,471,375.19. And they have a Menopause agreement with DFK Moen. And they are also going to commit to exceeding our DB goal. Item number 11, professional service contract for more design services associated with resurfacing on the Reagan Memorial Tollway. We split up this portion of the Reagan into like three pretty good chunks, pretty good sections, so that, you know, we could give some opportunities for more designers to get involved with our work. So this is between Midway Road and Illinois Route 251. There's 20 structures in that section. Hanson Professional Services is our recommended awardee, and the amount is $2,978,116.80, and they are also committing to meet our DB requirement.
Paul, do you attribute all these bidders to the fact that the contracts are smaller?
No, I attribute it to the fact that there's not a lot of design work available right now in the industry.
Ms. Hanson, what was her latest project with the tollway?
I believe Hanson was selected. I'll have to get you that. I don't know if I have that information.
I mean, I like that you've got several professional contracts going out. It's the first time vendors or consultants and ones that haven't had any work since 2005, so that's good to see.
Okay. Item number 12. This is a professional service contract for design services associated with some design documents for doing some roadway widening on a Veterans Memorial Tollway north of 71st Street to south of 75th Street. It's just a 1.4 mile section there. Award is recommended to the Farnsworth Group in the amount of $734,138.72. They are also committing to exceeding our DD requirement, and this will be their first contract with the tollway. So my next two items are construction contract change orders. In accordance with our C5 policy and how we handle change orders, I am required to present any change order above $200,000 to the board. So you see only the increases. We do report to you in our monthly status reports on the overall program performance. Overall, our change orders and extra work orders are averaging very close to 0% on our construction contracts. And actually, to date, we've actually taken away more work than we've actually added to contracts. So, you know, these are necessary changes that we need to do, and they were primarily for unforeseen conditions. This first one is the Plody construction. It's a change order that will authorize payment in the amount of $250,732 to Plody Construction to provide temporary median drainage until the permanent median drainage system is in place and established. We did not include this work in the plan, so that is actually an oversight on the part of the designer. So we need to connect the existing drainage system to the new drainage system temporarily until we move into this next stage in the spring. And then they'll have full access to that side of the roadway, and we won't have this temporary drainage problem, which is what we have right now. This work, we don't show any percentage for the DB involvement on it because these contracts have just started, but this work is going to be performed by the DB subcontractor. They actually have a drainage subcontractor who's doing this DB. Yes.
Who was the designer that missed this?
And I can get you that name. I don't want to say they're the wrong person.
Yeah, I think one thing that we are looking at for an error or omission, you know, is there some scale of penalty to the designer? I mean, clearly this is something that we would have had to pay for anyway if the designer had remembered it or included it versus not. But, you know, some type of financial penalty / incentive for them to, you know, make sure to include everything the first time, which we're looking at.
Yeah, and we'd have to pay for it anyway, but the extra person hours and the
extra person hours, extra, you know, everything, it would have been included in the bid. It wasn't in this case. I mean, we have no reason to believe that we're not getting a good competitive price, but, you know, in an ideal world, we'd have all of these things included in the original.
Yeah, I guess all I'm saying is the added cost is the time and effort going through this one.
I know.
And Paul cherishes the opportunity to come to board with these change orders. It's really one of his favorite things. Right, it's one of his favorite things to do.
Well, it does give us some additional means to distinguish, you know, when we get 45 respondents on a professional service, you know, if we have some knowledge and record of, you know, how many change orders or extra work orders were associated with their previous work for us, it does give us some understanding of, you know, the type of work that we do and where they are. But in the larger scheme of things, I don't view this as, you know, a very big or significant change, and I'm very happy if we approve it because then it will allow the work to continue. And it is a change order, so there were quantities in this contract that we did get unit prices on them established already, so we're just adding on to those existing quantities.
Was it the same designer in both 13 and 14?
I don't believe it was.
So two separate designers?
Yes.
Did this designer miss it also?
No, on the next one, item 14, the amount of that change order is $275,059, and that's also the Pelote Construction, and they're removing and disposing of unsuitable soil in the median. So we didn't know about it beforehand, that all this soil in the median was not going to be suitable for reuse, and we need to remove it from the median. And as I mentioned, you know, we expedited the design of all the I-90 contracts in the western portion of our system because we really wanted to get that construction work started. So these contracts where we split the eastbound from the westbound side, there's time period that we're in right now where we're in our winter configuration. They don't have full access to one side of the roadway like they did when they were doing the rebuilding of the eastbound lanes. It makes it more difficult for them to move the dirt around, so they actually have to put this dirt that's unusable into a truck and haul it out of the median area.
Okay.
So if this had happened next spring, they wouldn't really be an issue, or there would be less of an issue. On both of these items, when we bring them to the board, these change orders, I'm hopefully telling you what the upper limit is going to be. And we are actively working with them to try to minimize these costs and actually bring them in less than what we're seeking authorization for.
Okay.
And we'll do that on both of them.
Just to understand the process on 13, so the person or the company that designed it didn't do it. When they came up to bid for construction, would the people who were bidding on the design have not noticed it?
It's unlikely that they did notice it. We didn't see any anomalies in their bids. They are obligated, if there's a known error, they're obligated to tell us, of course. I'm pretty sure that when the job was bid, we probably got very, very competitive pricing on this. All the I-90 jobs came in much lower than we thought. All bidders bid it the same way, and they can only bid on the quantities that we actually provide to them.
Okay. And maybe I just don't understand how it happens, what happens when you're bidding on a contract.
Well, they wouldn't necessarily, you know, did they look at it closely to know that there wasn't enough drainage, for instance?
I guess that's what I'm asking.
I don't know that they necessarily, they wouldn't have, but if the quantities, there was, must have been anticipated some drainage work, because there were quantities in the bid document, and we're relying on those quantities to get to, in the case of item 13, $250,732. So there was some, just not enough, and that's why I think we need to go back to the designer and take a look at, you know, their performance. Obviously, all those things are taken, all that into account when selections are made for professional service firms, but, you know, in this case, there's some additional compensation.
But there was no evidence when you had competitors to this one that somebody else, when they did the construction bid, picked up the anomaly and didn't pick it up, and therefore their bid was less, or you wouldn't have been able to figure that out.
Then I want to know.
But if some other firm bid a larger quantity for this work than was in the plan, it's incumbent on them, I think that's the question. So it's incumbent on them to raise it to us that they feel that there's an oversight.
The person who won the bid had not. If you were a competitor, you would have said.
Or when you put your bid in, it would be incumbent on you to say, there was. We see that there's an error in the design here.
And nobody did that.
And because, I think because they are competing with each other, they know that even if they do see something where they suspect, you know, maybe the quantity is incorrect, so they try to increase the price on that quantity and make a windfall, you know, profit after the fact, they can't get too far off of the normal range of prices, otherwise they would lose.
I wasn't even going to nefarious, just going to process how if you're bidding on a construction contract, you wouldn't have somehow estimated what the drainage requirements were exclusively or in addition to what the designer said. But
they bid the plans.
They have to bid the quantity shown on the plans. They don't have to rethink the plans. The only thing they can do is vary their unit prices for the individual items.
Okay.
And on this contract, I'm sure there were maybe 1,000 P items. So they decide what they want to bid each item, but they also recognize that they're competing against others to actually get the work, so they can't get too creative, right?
And it looks like the next lowest on this one, if I'm reading this correctly, was about $1 million more.
Correct.
$800,000.
So, and like I said, also, so far, we've reduced dollars.
I don't want to dwell on this.
This is one particular increase, but there are other reductions that are occurring that, you know, we're not necessarily discussing at the board.
Okay, thank you.
I think I went through 14.
Yep.
Should I continue? The next few items are final releases of retainage. So item 15 is a final release of retainage in the amount of $24,641.18. It's on construction contract 4092. It's work that was done by civil contractors. There was a DVE shortfall on this, but we have coordinated it with the diversity unit. I've been told that it's because there were excavation quantities that were reduced. The contractor did actually ask the DVE sub to do this, to do some additional work, but they declined. Item 16 is a final release of retainage in the amount of $1,077,540.46. It's on construction 5614, which was a joint venture of William Charles Construction Company and Kern Contracting Company. This contract's being completed within our budget, and they are exceeding our DVE commitment. On item number 17, it's a request for final release of retainage in the amount of $1,424,075.98. This also is a joint venture of William Charles Construction Company and Kern Contracting. It's on contract 5615. We don't have all the final DVE paperwork here, but we know that it's at least going to meet and most likely is going to exceed the DVE commitment that they made at the front end. Item 18 is a final release of retainage in the amount of $248,822.40. It's on contract 5655, and this is with Mead Incorporated. They're finishing up their work within budget. There was a DB shortfall in this, and it was attributed to better than expected prices obtained from the DB subcontractor on electrical fixtures. So it was a known entity, and we granted them the waiver. The next two items are land acquisition items, which typically we've been deferring to executive session of the full board. So, you know, one is for adding some additional parcel information relative to our work on the Elgin O'Hare, and one is exact same thing for work on I-90.
So we'll defer 19 and 22 to executive session?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any further questions for Paul? Is there any other matters?
Just one on item number two, the construction of the noise abatement wall.
Yes.
It looks like we've unbundled, it's an unbundled contract. And yet, we seem like the DVE has gone down to only 6%. And yet, at the end of the day, it seems like the company that's doing the most business with the tollway ends up with that contract. Is it a specialty there that is why we're not getting that many respondents, or is it the DVE that we dropped DVE from 18-20% only now to 6% now?
I mean, I think we've learned from all the noise wall contracts that we've broken out of the bigger contracts that it's very difficult to assign a higher percentage for the DB involvement in it, because there's really only one or two work items. There's very little subcontracting opportunities. It is defined as unbundled because right now we're treating anything below $5 million as an unbundled contract. We are going to make a more significant and more strategic effort to identify specific jobs, smaller jobs that we could put out separate that would be more attractive to DVE contractors themselves, and that's what we're going to be doing in 2014.
And not just the DVE, maybe just the small business set aside? To me it seems like unbundling is to try to help the DVEs and the small business set aside, yeah. But when it ends up with a company that's doing a lot of work already, the tollway, it doesn't seem like we're actually achieving the purpose of unbundling contracts.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, Paul, but I think that this project would have been bid out by itself, is noise walls.
It would have.
It really, the perception that it should be unbundled is just based on the fact that it's less than $5 million. But regardless of the outcome, it would have been bid out as a separate project.
It is a smaller opportunity. When you see here the vendors, I mean, we did have a lot of competition for it. There were six bidders.
Yeah.
But are any of these firms smaller?
There are no DVEs that we know of that are capable of.
But what about small businesses?
We don't have knowledge of any small businesses that will be capable. But remember, we're just rolling down that program. So as we roll out that program, there may be companies out there that are small businesses that might be able to do this kind of work. Today, we haven't found any small business that we know of among the ones that we have on our list that are capable of performing this work.
So how would we like to, this might be an opportunity for us to get some guidance from all of you. This is a contract that would have been this size anyway. The goal is that, you know, as Gustavo always does, looking at the items and the opportunities and, you know, on such a small job, expecting 20 different subcontracting opportunities might not be realistic. So the goal is that accordingly, do we continue to do work to see, before we create it as, for instance, a small business set aside, do we continue to do work to see if there are firms out there that we could reasonably expect might compete for that? Or do you want us to identify one, throw it out there and see what happens, as long as it's not a critical, safety critical project? Because we would risk, as we've seen on some of these, not getting any bidders if we create it as a small business set aside, for instance, and there aren't. How would you like us to?
That was my concern was in what the actual expertise of this type of work is, which I'm not, I don't know that type of work.
Right.
And he answered that it is a specialty, but when I see that it was an unbundled contract, and it's only, when I think of the small contract of $1.7 million, I would expect to see another company. But if it is a specialty work, then I guess I wouldn't want, you know, to see, to try to do a set aside, knowing that you're not going to get any better. So that was my question. When I seen unbundled, I was more concerned that it's such a specialty that at the end, the company pops up that gets the most business out of the public.
I know. I think when we did our presentation before we started 2013 construction, you know, we talked about, like, what's the tollway history been for these small contracts? How many have we typically put out? We said it was like 17 a year. So this year we've had like 40, I think, already under $5 million. And I think our focus, you know, engineering and diversity now, is going to be to try to be more strategic on what we actually call unbundled. And is it being broken out of a bigger job to target, you know, so that we can get more people involved in our work and give people more opportunities to do it. And that,
right, because we've been applying a pretty broad brush of anything under $5 million.
Yes.
The reality is, we know that there are other factors too that we've heard from the stakeholder groups, you know, would contribute to success in the unbundling effort. And dollar size is one, but there are others. You know, geography, type of work, right? I mean, Gustavo, you've done this a lot, so,
yeah.
And talked to these groups a lot. So, you know, thinking about maybe not, it won't be, I think going forward, you won't see something referred to as unbundled simply because it's less than $5 million or just a small amount.
But you would then say, Gustavo, that when we start seeing future wall construction noise abatement projects, that the DBE will be about 6-7% because it's such a specialty, we won't see that many DBEs on
right.
That.
Correct. That's a correct assumption.
Okay.
Yes. And again, as we roll out the small business set-aside program, I think that in 2013 we have learned a few lessons, a little bit of on hard way because of the absence of a couple of those no bids. But we're beginning to identify areas of work that we are fairly confident most likely to have bids on. And we can't say that we're going to have 6, 7, or 8 bids on some of these. But we have a reasonable belief that we have, you know, on some of these projects that we have identified for 2014, 2, 3, 4, maybe even up to 4 bids. Because now we know that the universe of small contractors is can be that low set aside better than we did when we first launched the program. So as we move forward, like everything else, you know, we learn more and more on how to do this more intelligently.
Thank you.
Okay.
Any further questions? Let's see. If there's no objections under engineering, items 1 through 6 to pick them together. If so, do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the consent agenda. Item number 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Any objections to taking those together? If not, do we hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Full consent agenda. Item 13 and 14, are motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion moves. Full consent agenda. Item 15, 16, 17, and 18, are motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes, moves to the full consent agenda, no nays. Items 19 and 20 will be deferred to the full board executive session. And that's it for engineering. Thank you, Paul. Legal.
Thanks, Director. Just one item from a housekeeping standpoint, listed as number 2, is unfortunately not ready for discussion today, so we have to either do it at full board next week or sometime soon thereafter.
Okay.
So we're just presenting in public session item number 1. Which is an IGA with Illinois Department of Central Management, CMS. The tollway has been a beneficiary of a CMS contract to receive data storage system and related maintenance services. CMS has recently shifted its relationship for that through CDW, Chicago-based entity. This is their government unit. They call it CDWG. And the tollway will essentially be tagging along and making a similar shift. This will enable the tollway to receive data storage system maintenance for the calendar year January 1, 2014 through the end of the year for a total cost of $156,608.89, which the procurement team here has assured me is very favorable pricing in favor of the tolling. Yes. So we would ask for your approval of that IGA.
Any questions about that? The
bridge? Okay. Just a motion to move that to the consent agenda.
Three and four we want to discuss.
Three and four we are going to be discussing in executive session and then okay. Coming out in public. Yes.
Okay. All right. Then there's no discussion on item one or no objection. Do we hear a motion to approve item one under legal? So moved. Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full board for consent. And then, Councilor, can you give us a motion to go into exec?
There is a need to proceed to executive session pursuant to certain exceptions in the Illinois Open Meetings Act to discuss the appointment of legal counsel for the tolling pursuant to section 2C1 to discuss underlying litigation for such assignments pursuant to section 2C11 and to discuss the sale of securities that may be offered by the tollway pursuant to section 2C7.
Thank you. For a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are now in executive session. Thank you, everyone. We'll take off. We want to give us the motion that we need to.
Sure. Yeah, motion to move to the consent agenda on legal item number three, approval of bond council assignments for the next new money issue. For the tollway, the firm of Mayor Brown to serve as bond counsel, the firm of Pugh Jones to serve as issuer's counsel, and the firm of Foley & Lardner to be the recommended firm to serve as underwriter's counsel.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent.
And then a motion to approve the appointment of a litigation-related investigative consultant firm as discussed in executive session.
Third, motion to approve item four.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes and moves to the full consent agenda. Thank you. I don't believe there's any other items of new business or unfinished business. Therefore, they're being done. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? We are now adjourned. Thank you, everyone.